Hey guys, welcome back to episode 27 of Riotcast. Now, doing a lot of traveling for the holidays. I guess not really. I guess not really a lot, but if you hear the whoosh whoosh, that's me in the fucking car. Welcome back. So as far as my fight news goes, looks like I won't be fighting January 8th, and as it gets closer every day, it's obviously less likely that I will be fighting. However, we're still unsure, because what people like to do in the amateurs when they're fighting, not me, but other people, other gyms, is they like to sign up for a fight, let the other guy get ready for the fight, make wait for the fight, and then be like, hey, I'm not fighting, as happened to me on the 13th, which feels like forever ago already. So there's a few 35ers on the card, and of those 35ers, I think a few of them have already pulled out, and I think two of them pulled out. I don't have the exact numbers. Point is, people are just pulling out like crazy, not fighting after they say they're gonna fight. But New Year's is on the way, and assuming I don't have to fight, your boy is gonna party. Also, for Christmas, my mom decided to get me and Cheyenne these things called Battle Bots, and everyone had been drinking and smoking, and so by the time the Battle Bots came out, we had someone with like this toy karaoke microphone that was loud as shit, playing music in the background of it, because it can do that, and then announcing the fight as like a color commentator, and like, we had judges. We had our own scoring system, because with the BattleBots, they're extremely overpriced, by the way. I looked at the prices. They are so overpriced. They're basically remote-control cars that don't really do that much or respond that well. And they're fun as shit. I'm so grateful for the gift, but, like, it was, like, definitely, they will charge you, I think it was, like, $40-$50 for two of them that you can't customize, but with ours you could customize them. So we're letting people build their own robots and just go to town on each other. We had a tournament bracket, we had judges, we even had cornermen, which was ridiculous, just so you know how much we drank on Christmas night. And I mean, it was, I'm not gonna lie, it was a good ass time. I think they overpriced the little robots a little bit, but I think that would be a fun little video to add in maybe a YouTube episode of the podcast, is like a clip of that, because it was a little ridiculous, I'm not gonna lie. He was like, one of my cousins was color commentating, the other one was like cornering and judging, and then of course the BattleBots they want to charge you like $40-$50 for like two of them. I don't even think that comes with like the ring. I'm not gonna lie, the ring they come in is pretty legit. Also, this person just sped up so I couldn't pass them. That's really funny. They were going like 10 under and now they're going over. But anyways, podcasting from your car is fun. Also, I'm not like holding my phone talking. It's like on a little mount. So this is safe. It's like talking into my car. But anyways, I still wanted to get this episode out for the holidays. I didn't realize how many people drank on Christmas. That was ridiculous. The BattleBots were cool. I keep forgetting my point. Maybe I shouldn't podcast in the drive. Who would have thunk? With the BattleBots, though, there's no clear scoring system that I'm aware of. There's, like, these two things that go on their sides, and if you turn too sharply, they are magnetic and they come off. So I assume your goal is to knock those two off, but they came off so easily. We were just setting it to a minute, and whoever did the more effective striking or, you know, whatever in that round, or if they managed to flip the other robot over, they just instantly won. So, like, we were scoring it and everything. And I don't know. It was kind of fun. It was cool. I had a good Christmas. I mean, again, we all got pretty lit and then just did that. Christmas Eve was similar. We just got lit and, again, all of that. I hope y'all had a good Christmas. New Year's is right around the corner. I'm not entirely sure what I'm going to do for that. I don't know. I'm old enough to go out to a bar now, but I think it's more fun to stay in with, like, family and friends and obviously take advantage of the fact that I can drink now. And then I'm trying to figure out the best day to do this podcast. I'm thinking maybe Fridays, but I'm going back and forth because, I mean, right now I had quite a few listeners at one point, but obviously I fucked it up by getting inconsistent after my friend died. And so growing it back is going to be a challenge, and it's a little discouraging, I won't lie. But, I mean, shit happens when you party naked. So my goal is to find a consistent day and keep putting it out there. And I'm keeping it consistent. I know I didn't get a guest. It's really hard to get guests right before Christmas, too, because, like, 90% of my friends went out of town. But I'm going to keep this podcast going. I would almost like to put it on YouTube. I'm actually trying to figure that out now. I don't know if I'd have to use different software completely. I don't know if it'd keep my podcast name. I don't know if it'd still upload the same to... I don't know if there's a way to upload it both to YouTube and to this, because, you know, one would... Two different methods of recording, I guess? I don't know. It's very confusing. And I'm fairly tech-savvy, and I have no idea. Although I did just, like, really start my PC adventure. I got a gaming laptop, and I like it, but people always say PC's the best, but, like, I spent, I don't know, $400 on my PlayStation. I got a brand new one, and, I mean, obviously the games and accessories costed way more, but, like, I spent, like, $400, and it plays The Witcher and Red Dead 2 and, I mean, anything I want. It plays these graphically intensive, beautiful games with almost... I would almost go as far to say it plays them with ease. And if you've ever seen Red Dead 2, it's huge and beautiful. And The Witcher is, like, big and it's beautiful, but it's not on the same planet as Red Dead 2. And my gaming PC was $700, so that's, like, a little over $700. So it's, like, $300 more than my PlayStation. And running The Witcher, my GPU gets a little hot. Now, I'm ordering some fan things for the bottom of it to see if that helps, because it should. I mean, it's capable of running it in, like, high settings, I think. But the issue is the graphics card seems to get hot as fuck for some games. And, like, even State of Decay 2, which, if you've seen, I really like it. But it's, like, I'm not gonna lie, it kind of looks like a patata. And then, the graphics aren't great, is what I'm saying, and there's not that much to the game. Like, I would say it could almost get put on mobile. I could be wrong there. I don't know. It doesn't seem like there's a whole lot to the game other than, like, the hordes, and I can run that on high settings, but for the sake of my GPU, I run them on the lowest settings. But again, the game's not, like, this big beautiful thing, so it's like I run it pretty low anyways. So, I don't know. I'm still figuring it out. If anyone knows anything about that or has any dope game recommendations, obviously, shoot them at me. But what is really cool about my, like, gaming PC is it, like, I can play Xbox games with, like, my Xbox Pass for with my cousin who has an Xbox. And, like, I play on PlayStation, so it's pretty sweet. But I don't know. Also, I'd recommend State of Decay if you haven't played it. It's, like, hard to it's not that hard to explain. It's like a zombie survival thing where you, like, grow your base and you level up your survivors and stuff. And it, like, feels like it matters when you level them up. Like, they get better at things. And then if they die, though, which actually just happened to me, I just lost my first one in the second game. The first game, I lost quite a few people before I beat it. But, and even after I beat it, I kept playing it because it's one of those games where the story's not really importante. It's just kind of there. And in this one, the story seems a little better so far, but really, again, it's just there. But it's where the gameplay is really where it shines. And then this one, there's a lot more co-op. I don't think the first one had any, but it was one of my favorite games. And this one is definitely one of my favorite games again, now that I finally got the chance to play it. But it's like I just lost a survivor, and like, when you lose them, they're just gone forever. Like, they're deadzo, dunzo. And it affects the other survivors for a while. So it's a cool game. It's a little unforgiving. Also, my gym's been closed, like, all week. So I've been working a lot, but I've also been doing my share of gaming. And tell you what, drinking, gaming, and not working out will put weight back on you real fast. So I had to pull the reins on my drinking a little bit. But, I mean, New Year's is around the corner, and I plan on getting a little wrecked. I'm not going to lie. I got to bring in the 20s, the roaring 20s, like a champ. So, oh, also, Cheyenne just had her birthday. So, yeah, I've had a busy holiday season, as all of you have, but I'm keeping these podcasts going. This one's short as fuck, but it's easily digestible, if you will. So, I hope you guys have a great New Year's. I'll have another episode out next week when I can. It'll be Monday or Friday. I'll make sure I'm consistent on that. And happy holidays, y'all.